Hey, good evening, everyone. It's the Sparks team call, AMSL call for Monday, August 5th, 2013. We had a great call last week about the convention, and if you haven't seen my write-up, go to the dealer training blog and check it out. And if you got any comments, and we'd love to hear your comment on that, or last week's call that you called in. And as always, your comments with your link posted back to your website always helps you as well. With getting found on the internet. Start right now, getting ready for the AMSL University 2014, May 18th through the 22nd. You know, we've worked about a year in the making for the AMSL convention, and we have less than a year to really work on AMSL University and have a good showing there. We had, I think, about 20 total dealer with spouses and wives and everything. I think it was about 14 or 15 AMSL dealerships there at the convention. I'd like to have 30 or 50. Let's shoot for 50 of the Sparks team come to the AMSL University. If you're at the convention, of course, put AMSL University on your list so you get to go to the business development or the direct jobber portion if you're a new direct jobber. Is always going to be a good program for sure. Tonight's call, we're going to talk about using greeting cards and gifts to help get and retain more business with your AMSL business. And we've got a special guest, doesn't normally come on the program tonight. It's our business partner, our friend, and well, as a matter of fact, my better half, Alicia. Are you there, Alicia?
I'm here, Michael.
Well, thanks for coming on tonight, honey. I know you got some great things to tell everybody. You want to do a few opening words for us? Tell us a little bit about the convention. I know you didn't get on last week.
I had a great time at the convention. It's so wonderful to put faces to all the names and to see several tables filled with folks. And, you know, we're all on the same team. I walked away feeling really energized and ready to go forward into the rest of the year and gear up for 2014.
Oh, excellent. I agree. It was just a wonderful, wonderful time. And, you know, it's exciting when you see all those people, and it's electrifying, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, I guess get started, since this is my program, I guess we get to start with me, but you know, I just want to say virtually every business consultant, trainer, coach recommends using thank you cards. If you listen to the Bob Berg interview from a couple weeks ago, Bob Berg sent me a card in the mail thanking for me for having him on the program. So using these cards really establishes yourself and helps you grow your relationships with your customers, clients, and, of course, everybody in your team. And in the day and age of electronic communication where everything is instantaneous, there's just nothing better than somebody getting a real card in the mail, something they can, you know, get out of the mailbox, they open it, they touch it, they feel it, read it. Your customer can display the card on their desk and be reminded that you honestly really took the time to thank them for their business. And that's kind of the way I, you know, all of us, you know, you just get a card in the mail. It's addressed to you. It's not a bill. It's not something you have to do. You just get to open it and enjoy it, and it's pretty cool. Email is, we're almost inundated with email anymore, it seems like. How I got started in using the cards is, well, David and Carol Bell have been using cards for years, and probably long before I ever became an AMSL dealer, but I would get a card now and then from them in the mail, and always thought it was neat. But to be honest, I wasn't very good at keeping up and sending cards out. When I was first new in AMSOIL, I wanted to do it, and I thought it was a great idea, but I just never seemed to find the time or get myself in gear to do it. The other thing was my handwriting was just awful. I actually almost I failed handwriting in seventh grade, so my handwriting is something that I'm almost embarrassed about. So I always kind of was afraid to do it. I don't know why. Just did so, but I wanted to step up the game. I wanted to, you know, to be to be better, you have to make yourself better. And I wanted to be more professional and be a better leader to those that are working in AMSOIL. So back in 2004, now you remember I started as an AMSOIL dealer in 2000, and actually November 99, it didn't get really started until 2000. So about 3.5 years, 4 years after I started AMSOIL, I decided I was going to find something that I could do to start out sending thank you cards and stuff to the dealers and customers that I was doing business with. And back then it was just me building my business. I was all alone. I was a single parent, and I worked and just couldn't honestly have enough time to write out cards each month and keep up with the addresses and who I was sending to, which cards I sent out to whom, when. It was just seemed too much. So I went searching on the internet, and if you seek, you shall find. I found a company called Send Out Cards, and it was a brand new service back then. I think it had only been around for about 6 months, and it looked like something that would work for me. You could get online, put all your customers, accounts, leads, and team members in a contact manager, and then I could easily, you know, send out the thank you cards every month to my customers and so forth. And I've developed a couple of different strategies and programs over the years. To date, while I've sent over 7,431 customers, I have a few more to send out this evening after we get off the call. So maybe we'll be over, 7,500. I don't know. We send out about 50 and 100 cards a month. So that's where we've started. We started with just, my business was pretty small back then. And, just making that extra effort. I always thought if somebody's going to spend a few hundred dollars in AMSOIL or a few thousand dollars, I think a card that for us cost, I think, 62 cents plus postage is what it cost us. You know, that seems pretty reasonable price to send out to say thanks. And then after meeting Alicia, that was in 2008, I showed her how easy it was to use the cards and send them out, and she decided she wanted to do it as a business. And this was way before we got married, she started out just like many of you guys are doing with your own home business. And after we got married in 2011, we've combined both our AMSOIL business and Send Out Cards together. And that's the long story short of how I got started sending greeting cards. And Alicia, tell us a little bit about, how we use Send Out Cards in our business.
I will. Thank you. I want to start by reading a short quote from a favorite book of mine. It's called Appreciation Marketing. It's by Tommy Wyatt and Curtis Lucy. And the quote is, "Today we live in a Google world. Whatever product you sell or service you provide can be found online for cheaper in just 10 seconds. So why would anyone ever do business with you? The answer is simple. Because they like you. Because they have a relationship with you. In today's fast-paced world, we've become so automated that we've decided a text message is sufficient to say thank you. We communicate through cyberspace. We've become desensitized. It's time to put the human touch back into your life. That is appreciation marketing." I love the book. I really recommend it. They do a great job about bringing things back to how you need to build those relationships in your business and in your personal life to grow. I'd hazard a guess that if you went out tomorrow and asked the first 10 people that you saw, when was the last time they received an actual thank you card from someone that they paid money to for goods or services, much less received a gift in the mail as a thank you, that 9, if not all 10, would tell you they couldn't remember anyone ever doing that. And I'm not talking about the oversized postcards that we all get in the mail that say, "Thanks for your business. Here's your coupon for your next 15% off my product." That's not gratitude. That's marketing. So we're making a distinction between showing appreciation and growing your business through showing that appreciation. So if you think about it, there's something called top-of-mind marketing. And that's when people are happy to refer business, but they refer business to the folks that stay top of mind. So if you aren't staying in touch with your customers, with your business partners, with your prospects and your leads, then they aren't going to remember to refer business to you when the opportunity arises. So using a system like Sendell Cards or using Sendell Cards is just one way that Michael and I stay in touch in a very personalized manner with our team, customers, prospects, and our business partners. In the early stages of your business, just like ours, it really isn't too difficult to stay in touch with everyone. You have a few dealers, some customers, some leads. You stay organized. You stay on top of all your follow-ups. But there comes a point in time when it really becomes cumbersome to stay in touch. So as your team grows and your customer base increases, you're spending your time on developing new leads and new business and new dealers. So unless you have a system in place, the reality is you'll neglect those existing customers that you have. And you actually, studies show you lose 10% of your influence for every month that a customer doesn't hear from you. And it's also anywhere from 5 to 10 times more expensive to find a new customer than it is to retain an existing one. So this is really the beauty about send-out cards. In my mind, you have the ability to automate how you reach out to these people, but all the while you're keeping it personal. And you've all received cards from Michael and I. So what you might not know is you can actually use your own handwriting in these cards, your own signatures. We don't use Michael's handwriting if he said he failed handwriting class. I don't use my own either. I don't like mine. But we have a number of fonts to choose from. But we always use our own signatures. And you can add photos. And I thought I'd share with you all a couple of the ways that we take advantage of the automation of the greeting cards. Anytime that we add a new dealer to the team, we have a 5-card campaign. It's called a campaign. We set up a series of cards. One is a welcome to the team with our contact information and a little bit of other AMSOIL information. A week later, they get a card about the dealer training site and the importance of getting T1 certified. A week later, they'll get a card about using the AMSOIL products, and Michael makes some great recommendations on where to start. Then a week later after that, they get a card on setting goals and the various levels of recognition within AMSOIL. And the final card in that series is the importance of personal development, and we give some recommendations on the books that we've read that we found very valuable. Now, that's 5 cards, 1 each week, to stay in touch with that new dealer, but all we're doing is entering the dealer's address into the contact manager and clicking a couple mouse clicks, and it's all scheduled out for us. We're done. We also have a new customer welcome card that goes out, and about once a week or so I run our new customer and dealer list, and I add any new customers into the system, and they get a welcome card with our contact information and some information about maybe some other customer options that they may not have been aware of, as well as the dealer option. We want to make sure everyone knows that there's a business opportunity with AMSOIL. If you think about it, a catalog customer may have just stumbled on your website to place their AMSOIL order. They don't have a relationship with you. They could be across the country. That's the beauty of having a business like ours. So if someone asks them, what do you think of this AMSOIL stuff, we want them to rave about AMSOIL, but also to refer them to the Spark team. And to do that, they have to know who we are and place a faith with a name and have contact information. So that's one of the ways that we do that. We also do a monthly customer thank you card. Each month I pick a new thank you card. Every customer that has placed an order that month gets the thank you card with some, your typical, we appreciate your business and, contact us with any questions. But every card is personalized. Even though I do the card just once, it's all personalized to each customer. We may do cards in the spring to people that we've tracked as Agram leads. Dale might get a card about it's time to consider your fertilizer needs, things like that. We always send cards for referrals to thank people for giving us a referral because we'd like them to do it again. And, of course, we do our holiday cards and things like that. So those are just a few of the ways that we've used this system to help us stay in touch and keep it automatic. As automatic as possible. You can go to our website, it's thosecardfolks.com. I try to keep up with some additional business building ideas. Even if there's things for other areas out there, you should be able to glean some ideas that you can incorporate into your own business for how to show appreciation to your customers, your team, prospects, things like that. We also have a really cool webinar series that you can take advantage of. It's free. It's called 40 Ways to Grow Your Business Using Greeting Cards and Gifts. It runs in a 4-week cycle and covers things like generating more prospects, building your mailing list, developing loyal customers, increasing your customer retention, getting customer referrals, and making repeat customers. So those topics are divided out amongst the 4 weeks. So if you click on that link on our website, you can get registered for those, and then you'll just get email notifications of when they're scheduled. Whatever system you have, you need to have a follow-up system. Find the one that works for you. Use it. Get it in place. If you'd like to try send out cards, if you think this is something that can help you, get a hold of me. I'm more than happy to talk to you, to let you send a free card on the system to check it out. As I mentioned, those other campaigns and cards that we've already developed that we use in our business, I'm happy to share those with you. I can share cards and campaigns across the Send Out Cards account. We're here to help you build your business. And truly, we appreciate everything that you all do. So if there's anything I can do to help, you know how to get a hold of me. That's all I have, Michael.
Well, that's excellent advice, and I guess the main thing is if we share the campaign with you, you have to change your name on there because it would show as Michael Sparks. So everything else you could keep, and of course the websites and all that other stuff. But you have the template. Basically, a campaign is a pre-made card that shows talks about the different things that we talked about there. You just change the names to protect the innocent. It's really all you have to do. It's cookie cutter, and we're coming up with new ideas all the time that we're adding to our repertoire of cards that we use on a regular basis to send out to our customers and referrals. Asking for referrals is always a smart thing, and that's one of the best ways is to, hey, who do you know that would be interested in using AMSOIL products in their cars or trucks and whatnot. So, I guess, I mean, that's really all I think I have, Alicia. I mean, can we think of anything else that folks might want to think about doing? Using AMSOIL cards, I guess they can order those from AMSOIL. You can buy regular greeting cards in bulk packs, I think, and handwrite them out if you don't have a lot of customers and have the time to do that. But I think it's really hard to have a full-rounded system like we do if you were going to do that on your own. Would it kind of be impossible, you think?
It's really challenging. They say that folks don't send cards because it's inconvenient and it costs too much and they just don't have the time. And one of the reasons I gravitated towards send out cards is I can do it from the convenience of my computer. I can send a card from my smartphone. You can take a picture, put a picture in a card if you want to, and send a card from your phone, from your iPad. It doesn't get any more convenient from that. I don't have to have postage. I don't need to go to the post office. If I don't want to design a card, we have about 17,000 cards in our card catalog to pick from. So if you can't find a card in there, then we probably have to have a nice long talk. But it's convenient. It's very, very convenient and cost-effective. As you mentioned, 62 cents plus postage for a card. That's a pretty reasonable thank you.
Yeah, I agree. And I think we could use it more. It's just coming up with the ideas and implementing them is really all we have to do. I was thinking of a few right now that we need to maybe do just to get them out there, just to get people knowing who we are right away. Because you stop in a place, I get a new lead that we stop in and say hello, and a couple days later they get a card in the mail. Hey, it was nice to meet you. This is who I am. Love to do business with you. And believe me, I think that will make a bigger impact than, a lot of other things that you could do in your business. Mm-hmm. So with that, I guess we'll turn off the mute and see if there's any questions. I know maybe some folks are already using send-out cards or using a different card program. That's okay, too. Does anybody have any questions? I've got it off mute now. I'd be glad to, Alicia and I, would be glad to help you out. Okay, going once.
Well, hey, Michael.
Hey.
Michael, this is Jonathan over in Afghanistan. How you doing?
Hey, doing Jonathan. Good, Jonathan.
Hey, yeah. I got on just a couple minutes later because of computer issues this morning. But so this send-out card, it'll work for me over here, right?
Absolutely.
You got an internet connection. You can work it.
Well, I'm looking forward to Kathy getting this thing up and going, and that'll be a big part of me helping follow up and stay in touch with people. I think it's a fantastic opportunity. And thank you for putting that out to us.
Well, Jonathan, thanks for.
Go ahead. It was great helping Kathy. We've got all your customers and dealers all loaded in, Jonathan, so you are ready to roll and can reach out from all the way over there.
That's cool. And that's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I guess that's one thing, Alicia, that we could, put out there that, you know, we can help you get your customers uploaded in the Excel file if that's something that you're not familiar with. It does take a little bit of, it's not hard, but it just takes, it's easier sometimes for us to do it. But go ahead and want to explain that a little bit.
Sure. You can, as you know, you can extract your dealers, preferred customers, all of the customer categories in that label report format. You can pull it off and pull it into a Excel spreadsheet with a little bit of tweaking here and there. We can upload that directly into the send-out card system. I worked with Kathy, Jonathan's wife, just this past week, and it didn't take long at all. We had everything all loaded up into the system and ready to go. And we're happy. I'm happy to do that. I work in Excel a lot. So, as Michael said, sometimes it's less time to just have me throw it up there than try to show someone how to do something they'll only need to do once.
Yeah, yeah. Appreciate the comments, Jonathan, and be careful over there in Afghanistan.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate your help a lot, and more excited than ever about growing the Sam's Oil business. So.
Good. You're more. You're where the fun begins now. The DJ level. It just gets better and better. So you put on.
Sure.
You did all that hard work getting up there, and you know that hard work definitely pays off. So.
Absolutely.
Anyone else have any questions?
Yeah. When you're sharing a campaign, or when you're sharing the cards, like Alicia said, she could share. Does it just magically open your account, or is there something that has to happen?
When I share the campaign, the cards within the campaign comes with it, and when you log into your account, you get a little message that says someone shared a card or campaigns with you, and you just accept it, and they're there for you to edit and use.
Oh, wonderful. I'll have to get in there.
Yes. I've already shared them with you, Paul. So holler if you run into any questions on editing them when you get there.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And the free card thing, it doesn't cost anything to set up an account, and you can send out one card for free. Is that correct, Alicia?
That is correct.
Okay, just to test it out, see if it'll work, and, you know, look at the contact manager and look through all the cards and whatnot. So that's all. It doesn't cost anything to do that. And there's a couple different price points based on the amount of cards you send. So if you just send a few cards, you don't have to pay a lot of money up front or anything like that, right?
Correct. We can.
Yeah.
We have cards that range, you know, 62 cents would be a typical card at the volume price point, but that same card, even if you only send a few cards a month, it would only be 98 cents. So they're still much less expensive than any card you'd find at Walmart going down the card aisle looking for cards.
Yeah. Well, anybody else? Last call here. We're going to end the call tonight, and I appreciate Lisa for getting on, helping us out and explaining the card deal a little bit better than I probably could. And I appreciate everybody listening in tonight. And, again, if you haven't had a chance to look through all the pictures that we took at the AMSOL convention, they're up on the dealer training site, as well as I put a link in the newsletter last night. So be sure to check those out, and some great photos that we had, and we had such a great time. So hope everybody has a great AMSOL week, and keep up all the good work, and we'll talk to everyone soon. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good night, Michael.
Good night, Michael.
Talk to you later.
Good night.